Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of January, 2018. My name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 2018 version of the Geeky Gay program. This is my personal journal show where I tell you all about my life, whether you want to hear about it or not. And like I've said before, I should make it my New Year's resolution to not say this every time, but I don't enjoy normally personal journal podcasts. However, I'm doing a personal journal podcast because I love to podcast. I love making content and putting it out there. And currently, I don't have a show that has a co-host. So there you go. I mean, I have Dubious Intent, which I've talked about at length. And that previously had Daniel Brewer as a co-host. And, you know, I was auditioning co-hosts, and that was kind of weird because the technical situation for the co-host was different every week. And so we would spend 30 minutes to 45 minutes, you know, getting me set up, getting them set up, getting everything set up, and then figuring out how I was recording and how I was going to play it back and yada, 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 all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, I was trying to change things like the music and looking at different segment ideas and all of that. And it got to be just a challenge to get that out, you know, every week or every 2 weeks. And, you know, and it's just, it feels completely different every time when you have a different co-host, even though you're just auditioning co-hosts. It feels, you know, really, really different. And so, I don't know, I put that one on hiatus. I didn't even announce it. I just put it on hiatus because, I don't know, the auditioning process, and it wasn't even auditioning. It was just kind of, hey, let's ask everyone who I know in the Pride 48 community to co-host with me. And then if both of us enjoy it and they have the time, you know, whoever it is that kind of clicks, you know, has the time and I have the time and we work out the technical end of the situation. How are we going to record and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, you know, get it all worked out. And then it just seamlessly kind of flows into whatever the new iteration of Dubious Intent is. And it didn't, it just wasn't working out that way. So I've got to figure out, you know, whether it's just coming up with a completely new show format or I don't know. I mean, I still would like to do a co-hosted show. And, you know, and that may be the reason I was keeping Dubious Intent was mainly for the feed, because I had a lot of listeners that probably listened to the show for me as well as Daniel. And I thought, you know, if I do something or when I do something new, even if I change the name of it and the website and all that kind of stuff, you know, they would want to know about it. So I'll just do it in the same feed and I can pick up, you know, those listeners that want to keep listening, even though Daniel's no longer there, can continue to listen. Anyway, so that's kind of, you know, where that is. But with Geeky Gay, I, you know, it's my personal journal. So I'm just talking about my life. The last episode that we, I believe it was the last one because it's been a minute since I recorded. And, I believe the last episode or one of the last two episodes, we were talking about hypnosis. And so, you know, I've, for my entire life, it seems like, and definitely my podcasting life, I have, you know, obsessed about my weight. Now, some people would say, Adam, you had no reason to ever obsess about your weight. And some people would say, you know, Adam, whatever. And some people would say, get over yourself and, you know, whatever. But I have done that yo-yo thing where I've gone, when I was living in Dallas and I was with Maddie, or when I met Maddie, when I was with Maddie before, and that was way, way back in like 03, 04. So we're talking like 14 years ago at this point. I was probably 130 pounds when I first met him. And through our relationship, I yo-yoed between 130 and maybe at most 150. So, and you know, now when I was in junior high and high school, I was 160, 170, 180. But in college, I really buckled down and started exercising and watching what I was eating and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, my mom thought I was way too skinny when I got down to 130 pounds, but I'm only 5'7", right? I'm not very tall. And so I feel like, I don't know, I feel like between 140 and 150 if I have a lot of muscle, maybe even 150 to 160 is fine, but I've had trouble building muscle in the past as well. You know, getting that six-pack abs or, you know, strong shoulders and back and all that. It just, I don't know. And it's probably down to diet, because apparently to get that muscular body that you want, or that, you know, that some people strive for, the one that you see models, right? You know, you have to, it's a science. Like, you have to measure every little carb and every little piece of protein that's going in, and you have to eat it at the right time, and you need to eat carb before you work out, and you need to eat protein after, and like, that may even be wrong, I don't know, but like, you need to keep a journal and see like, what time of the day are you eating these things, and how much, how many grams of this are you getting, and how many grams of, oh my god, it's like, it is a nightmare. And we, you know, and all of us looking at porn and everything, we get into that, oh, I wish I looked like that, but it is not easy. Now, there are some people that just have the genetics, and that's, you know, they eat whatever they want, and that just ends up happening. You know, maybe they work out, but they don't have to, like, keep a journal and, like, measure times and all that. But for a lot of people, to make your body do that, because maybe it's not, your particular body genetically is not going to do that by default, it's just so difficult. So, you know, over the years since I moved back to Arkansas, and, you know, I met Mark, and he's, you know, he doesn't care as much. We're not going out to clubs, and I'm not trying to wear skimpy outfits and all this kind of stuff. And I've gotten in that, you know, where one aspect of it is really good, because I've gotten in that really happy relationship phase where you're both really comfortable with each other and, you know, whatever. And so my weight kept creeping up, and so I got, you know, I got to the highest I've ever been. And then I lost, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months ago, I lost 20 pounds, and I was getting compliments at work, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then I probably lost 25 pounds or something like that. And it was, I mean, I was exercising every day. I think our diet that we were following was a healthy diet. We were eating a lot of lean meats and vegetables and stuff like that. But man, I love the fast food. So even though we kept working out, like, we've been working out every day for years, probably 3 years we've been working out, like, almost every single day. But as soon as I go back to eating the fast food and not watching what I'm eating, you know, that weight starts to creep back up. And we're going on a trip to the Philippines, which I talked about. And so I want to, of that 25 pounds that I lost, I've probably gained back like 20. And it's so easy. I mean, they just creep up. So today we started, you know, and it's not a New Year's resolution, because I would love to be doing this my entire life, but today we're starting back our, lean meats, vegetables, you know, that sort of thing. We're not completely cutting out carbs, but a lot lower carb. You know, and only lean meat. So a lot of chicken, a lot of salads, a lot of, you know, I do sauteed vegetables and roasted vegetables. And if I'm eating a potato, it's going to be a sweet potato, you know, things of that nature. And then I decided, we've been doing P90X, but it's only, the one we're doing is only 30 minutes a day. And you can really cheat. I mean, you can really, it's very easy to not do the intensity that you need to do. And so I decided that I'm going to start going back to the gym, and I'm going to do cardio. I'm going to do the elliptical again for 45 minutes to an hour a day, because that shows you kind of what your target is on your heart rate and everything. And it also, you know, shows you, are you meeting that? And it shows you how many calories you're burning and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of helps me. Plus, I can bring a tablet or something and watch TV, watch Netflix, watch something like that while I'm doing it. And so I'm not as bored as I am when I'm doing P90X. And then I may or may not add P90X as well. Mark says he's still going to do P90X because he likes the fact that it's regimented and he knows exactly what to do. If he says, if I start going back to the gym, I won't know like what to do. You know, I it's been so long since I've been to the gym. So I don't know. So I'm going to do that, but, and you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, talking about weight, I had talked about hypnosis in one of the previous like two episodes or something like that. And I believe it was, you know, I haven't gone back and listened to the episode, but I believe it was in relation to my weight. And I asked you guys to comment, you know, or to email me or, you know, whatever, if you had any thoughts about losing weight or about hypnosis specifically for changing certain behaviors. So like if I wanted to be hypnotized, you know, to enjoy working out more or to enjoy healthier foods and not, you know, want to eat fast food as much and stuff like that. And I don't know. I mean, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I have no idea. But I had asked you guys for comments because I was thinking about doing it. And it's been so long, you know, I'm going to try to find. So if you commented, because some people comment on Twitter, some people comment on Facebook, some people comment, you know, they send me a Facebook direct message, some people send an email. So there's all different kinds of ways that you guys could respond when I asked you for comments. And so I'm going to try to look through all of these different avenues and see if I can find the various comments. But if I forget about you, it's, first of all, it's nothing personal. And second of all, you know, if you want me to read whatever you said, then, you know, just email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com and let me know, hey, Adam, Well, Sydney's in here and she's barking, so sorry, you're going to hear her. But anyway, so I'm going to try to get everyone's, but if you commented somewhere and I missed it, please let me know and I'll read it on the next one. But Tim Pearson, so Tim in Alaska, says, I tried hypnosis to stop smoking years ago. I think I must be one of those folks who can't be hypnotized. It works for many people. I have a friend here in Anchorage who does hypnotism for folks to help them quitting smoking, diet, and other issues. He seems successful in his therapy. Not really sure, though, why some folks are more likely to be hypnotized than others. And I did finally quit smoking around 18 years ago. Well, great. I mean, congratulations, Tim. I never started smoking. But, you know, that's the way I feel. I mean, I've heard various things. I've heard some people say it works. Some people say it doesn't work. Some people say it depends on whether you're hypnotizable or whether you're conducive to hypnosis. And I don't know if I am or not. And that, you know, I remember back when I went to a Pentecostal church, like a long time ago, I remember hypnosis was one of those things that they said, don't ever get hypnotized because you don't want to open up your mind to demons or something like that. So people were really afraid of hypnosis because, I don't know, they didn't want demons to get in their body. And so that was what Tim said. So I'm not trying to quit smoking, but, you know, I am trying to become healthier. So let's look over on, I'm going to look on Twitter. And this is where I'm likely to miss something, but let's see if I can find any Twitter messages from back then. Do, 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 do. So I'm looking, it must have been a, like an at reply or something. Let's look. This one's going to be more difficult because I'm going to miss something here, but let's just look. I'm scrolling down. I'm scrolling. Da-da-da-da-da. I've got, you know, I should have prepared for this. I really should have, but I know I had at least one comment on Twitter, so I'm looking for this. And as I scroll through, though, I'll just let you guys know I'm a procrastinator as well. So even though this was like 2 months ago when I was actually thinking about doing hypnosis, I haven't actually done anything. I just, you know, was thinking about it. And so I'm still kind of rolling it around in my brain and thinking, you know, should I do it? Should I try it? How will I know if it works? You know, will I open up my brain to demons if I do it? You know, who knows? All right, so I found one, Alex, and I'm going to butcher your last name, Alex, so I'm not going to say it, but Alex on Twitter says, hypnosis can be effective for some people to break their bad habits, so why not fast food habit? Exactly, Alex, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, I should go in and be like, okay, I want to break my fast food habit, and I want to, can you add a good habit, though? So, like, I want to add a habit to love this really, you know, strenuous weightlifting, cardio, like really monotonous, keeping schedules and like all that, like add that as well. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for that, Alex. I have another listener, Tyson, who messages me a lot. And I feel like he, might have said something, but I can't find it. But Dennis on Twitter says, hi, Adam, just listen to your podcast and they have apps for weight loss and hypnosis. You should try it first. It should be cheaper than seeing a hypnotist. Check out Love the Car podcast. Thank you, Dennis. I'm not doing it in the car today, but I am using the same recorder. I will talk to you guys about my mixer issues probably in the next episode. But yeah, I'm still using this handheld recorder because I've been having mixer issues. And I'm just scrolling through a little bit more to see if there were any more here. And I'm going to say no, although I could have sworn that I had gotten one from Tyson. And Musing Mark also messages me a lot. And I'm thinking I might have gotten one from him, but I'm not finding them. So I'm recognizing you guys even if you didn't. Because I don't want you to think, because when I ask for contact, I want you guys to contact me. And I feel like, you know, that I ask and then I don't record an episode for 2 months. And then you're like, well, why the hell did I respond to him? He's not going to read my comment. But I really do appreciate it. And I had every intention to read these. And now it's been so long that there are so many. All right. So those were the Twitter ones again. If I missed you, my apologies. I did have one email that I wanted to read, and I can't read it. So I got a message from Lamont, and basically he sent me an email, but he didn't want me to read the email on the show, so I won't. But he said I could say on the show that his experience was it was a waste of money. And I should just stay focused on my goals and try to use some kind of object to help visualize your goal. So I think he was talking about, like, put up a picture of how I want to look or something like that. And, you know, and so so Lamont, thank you. I appreciate your email. I don't know if I responded to it. I don't remember now if I responded to it. But thank you for the email. And I didn't read anything you didn't want me to read. So, So I still don't know. I don't know. It's kind of out. I think if I do it, I will. I know someone suggested using a hypnosis app and not waste my money on an expert. My feeling on that is that if I try an app and it doesn't work, I'll always wonder in the back of my mind, should I have been doing it with an expert, someone that knows what they're doing? If I'm just laying on the bed or sitting on the couch or something like that trying to use an app, you know, I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know what, you know, I'm gonna, I don't, it just doesn't seem like something that I would worry that I needed to have spent the money. So I probably would just, if I decide to do it, I will go to someone who is a professional, hopefully. But I mean, how do you even know? I mean, some of these people could be snake oil salesmen and you have no idea, you know, whether they're good or not. Anyway, thank you guys for your contact and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. And hopefully we're going to get back on a regular schedule with the show. So I appreciate, for those of you who haven't unsubscribed and who've stuck along with me, I appreciate that. I know it's a tendency for me to, you know, to say, oh, I'm going to get on a schedule and then go a month without recording or something like that. So I appreciate those of you who don't just go, ugh, I can't bother anymore. I'm going to unsubscribe. And, you know, Big Fatty starts saying eventually when he doesn't hear a new episode from you that you've pod faded. So I'm telling you right now, Big Fatty, I have not pod faded. So here I am recording another episode. So I'm going to end it here, but thank you guys again for your comments, and I will keep you up to date if I eventually try hypnosis. The jury is still out on that. I'm still ruminating, so hopefully I'll make up my mind eventually. For more information on the show and past episodes of the show, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me if you want. I don't get very many calls, so if I start getting calls, I'll check it more. But if you do want to call me, 229-234-7587. Again, that's 229. Let me check that out and make sure that's right. It's going to be 229-234-7587. That is correct. And you can also find many, many more shows that are LGBT and maybe record on a more regular basis. They're LGBT or LGBT-friendly shows over at Pride48.com. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for hanging with me. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.